Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you have any suggestions for our trivia or our list segment that happened at the end of the show, you can holler at us on Twitter, at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, at TSB Pod. Also, because we appreciate you listening so much to this show, we would like to include you. So holler at us on Twitter or leave a comment on a Facebook post if you would like to be part of a Zoom segment. We have some fun ideas for games, and we want you guys to be a part of it. So just holler at us. Okay, bye.
Double up. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies.
My big NBA topic was Dame on the 2K cover. And that's it.
No, that shit is so unfair that He is on the 2K cover, and then the next day they're like, oh yeah, and so is Kobe.
Also, Zion is on it.
And Zion. Yeah, that's... Wanna know how old I am? Uh-huh. I don't even... He's on the cover for the next gen system. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's the PS5.
Oh.
PlayStation 5.
Why didn't they PS5?
That's the one Zion's on. Dame is on the current gen ones. I hadn't heard about Kobe.
Yeah, he's on two of them. He's on the Legends.
Of course he is. He's on the $100 version of the game.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Fuck that! Fuck that! By the way,
with two different covers.
By the way,
two different colors.
Right.
By the way, we've just started.
Does it have an 8 and a 24 cover?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
By the way, that's some bullshit in video games. Like, I know why they do it. I know it's a business. I get it. But like Madden started that shit with like the Hall of Fame edition back in the day.
What's the difference between them?
You get like the tokens or whatever, so you can buy. I got nothing, dude. So you can buy like these cards and of legendary players, and then you can use the players on your team if you want.
So in 2K, the tokens aren't white people.
there's a few token whites. So that's
Zach Collins.
Yes, you got the Caruso.
I got the Myers Leonard. I got the Myers Leonard, guys.
I got the Beadrins and the Alex Len combo. Sick.
Do they make you buy, like, alt jerseys, too? I could see that being something they make you pay money for.
I think they used to, sort of, but now that Nike's in the game, it's just every team has, like, six standard uniforms.
Yeah. I know FIFA, you can buy the alt.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like...
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know. Like, just what I was saying earlier, just... So unfair that Lillard gets the cover and everyone's like, yes, finally a small market. And then they just crush him. Because the next day when they announced Zion, people were like, yeah, that's weird. But, I get it. They're pushing the agenda.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, and Kobe gets two different ones. Suck on that, Dame.
Yeah. That's just rude, by the way, to Zion and Dame.
It really is.
Because nobody's going to give a fuck about either one of them.
Nope.
And by the way, like, who cares anyways? Because most people are buying video games digitally anyways.
I mean, I didn't buy Madden, and my quarterback was on the cover. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Wow. Fake fan.
I am.
Oh, by the way, I did not do Chiefs trivia this week. So, looking forward to that. We're going theme with trivia and list today. So,
Steve DeBerg.
Hey, by the way, happy Bobby Bonilla Day, everybody!
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was yesterday. So Bobby Bonilla got paid. What is it, like $1.31 million or something? Good for him, man.
So I've known that story for a few years.
Yeah.
But I finally heard their old GM the other day, like talking about
trying to justify it.
Yeah, like it was Steve Phillips. I don't know if you remember him from ESPN.
Yeah, he was on ESPN, yeah.
Yeah, so he was the GM at the time. Hold up.
Rewind. So Steve Phillips is the guy responsible for the worst contract in terms of the team in the history of baseball. And he was hired by ESPN to talk as an expert on how to run a front office. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Now we can move forward. Good decision making, ESPN. Nice work.
So what it was is, I'm sure you guys know that the Mets owners, the Wilpon family.
Yes.
They were swindled by Bernie Madoff. Like, Bernie Madoff just took all their money.
Yep.
So the deal with the Bobby Bonilla contract was they were going to, like, defer, like, $5 million. And they ran it by Bernie. And he was throwing out all these models being like, if you defer it and you invest – if you take the money you're supposed to give them this year and invest it over whatever it is, like 25 years, you're going to get a return of at least $30 million profit up to $60 million profit. And so they're all like, well, of course, that's a no-brainer.
$60 million? Why haven't we been doing this all along?
And then they realized it didn't really work like that.
It's a fucking scheme.
It was Bernie Madoff, yeah.
And Bernie Madoff was an asshole. Oh, a lot of people figured that one out the hard way.
It was just funny seeing Steve Phillips being like, well, we didn't exactly know that he was Mr. Ponzi Scheme.
Yeah. King Ponzi Scheme. By the way, I just noticed your hat, your Chief Super Bowl Champions hat.
Ah, yes.
I take slight offense to that.
Wearing it for a reason, baby.
Yeah. I'm gonna fly to Africa and get one of those 49ers champions hats and then come back.
Is that a snapback or is that a flex fit?
Ooh.
It's a snap.
Ugh, that's unfortunate.
Well.
No, I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. We all got big heads here. Like,
well, and the thing is
it is hard.
All Super Bowl gear is so bad now.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 years ago when the NFL kind of went to that uniform Super Bowl symbol, where it's the silver and then instead of the wacky things, all the gear, it's awful. I didn't even buy the hat.
No.
Coworker bought it for me. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, totally. I'll never
wear it out of my house because it's ugly. Yeah. But thank you.
Well, that's how you get one of those hats. Like, you're not going to spend your money on it.
God, no.
Grandma buys it for you for Christmas.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, it's weird because then you have the contrast of, like, baseball World Series hats. They're so much better. I mean, just a simple patch on the side. That's all it is.
Baseball kills it with hats in general.
They really do.
But baseball back, by the way. Do y'all catch Bryce Harper taking BP today?
Saw his long, flowing mane.
Yeah.
Looking good.
It's still good, guys. It's still good. He's in, like, mid-season form in terms of the main.
Well, I mean, it is technically, like, mid-season.
Oh, yeah. Right. The start of, yeah, like, mid-summer, I guess it should be, right?
Good news for him. He's not hitting, like, 220 like he usually would about.
That's also true. Hey, before we move on from NBA, the schedule just got released, yeah?
See.
That was, like, today. Was that today?
Yesterday, I think.
Yesterday, right. Yeah, doesn't really matter. But so Blazers have 8 games.
They do.
Break it down.
So I was thinking about it today, and I got a little, like, homerish. You know, I'm like, man, you know, the 8 games, I know they're 3.5 back with 8. Mathematically, that's hard, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it's the Grizzlies ahead of them. You know, they're getting Nurk back. They're getting Collins back. Whiteside is all of a sudden – you know, coming off the bench. I'm like, man, if anyone's built for, like, an 8-game heater stretch, it's kind of Dame.
Yeah.
Like, where you just go off for 43 for, two straight weeks. That's a very Damian Lillard thing to do. And then I got ahead of myself. I was like, well, Avery Bradley opted out for the Lakers. Dwight Howard might opt out for the Lakers. Not that I would pick the Blazers to beat the Lakers. I'm like, that could be a fun 6-game, 7-game series. And then I looked at the Blazers' schedules.
Yeah.
First off, it's against the Grizzlies, so they're 3.5 back from.
Hey, real quick, before you get to the schedule, that is the most Blazers fan shit ever. Hoping your success riding on players opting out of going to the tournament.
Hell yeah. That's and I only believed it for about 10 minutes.
That's great. All right, sorry.
So right off.
Is that their first game is Memphis?
First game, Memphis. So if they lose right off the bat, they're 4.5 back with 7 to go. They're done.
Yeah.
So they got the Grizzlies, Celtics, Rockets, Nuggets, Clippers, 76ers, Mavericks. Hey, and then they get an auto win against the Nets. So that's
not ideal.
Much, 7 playoff teams and the Nets.
Well, that's kind of the problem with not all the teams being there, right?
Right, right.
Is all the teams you're going to play against are going to be at least decent.
And then, and it is the fourth hardest 8-game schedule in the bubble, according to, I don't know, FPI, whatever the hell ESPN says. And then we got the Grizz. We got the Blazers. Spurs. Out of the playoffs.
Yep.
Pelicans, out of the playoffs. Jazz, okay. Thunder, okay. Raptors, yeah. Celtics and Bucks. It's a little bit easier there. A little bit easier.
Not cool.
Not great. It's not great. So that 10 minutes where I was like, you know what?
I know.
The Blazers could be fun for 3 weeks. Nah, I don't think so.
You know what the difference is? It's a reason not being there. They could have done it, but Ariza just kind of tipped the scales the other way.
It's the Ariza.
The Ariza. That's good.
At least if they could just hopefully pull a Blazer and just dump that first game against the Grizz, and then don't even have to worry about it anymore.
Oh, if they lose that first game, I'm out. I honestly think if they lose their first two, I think they'll just sit down, Dame and CJ and Nurk, and it'll just be like – Simons
again, dropping like 50.
Yes. Yeah, well, like that's what we want anyways, man.
But what really swung the pendulum of the NBA comeback is Caleb Swanigan.
Yes.
Opting out.
Yeah.
Did you even know Caleb Swanigan was a Blazer again?
Yeah, no, I remember that happening. It's funny that he opted out of playing when he probably wasn't going to play anyways. Because he's a big man on a roster where they have 3 centers currently.
And he's bad.
And he's not good at basketball. That doesn't help. Yeah.
Well, do they agree to, like, guaranteed money for people to opt to sit out like that?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
That makes sense because it's a safety issue. So, we're in Oregon. We got to wear masks everywhere now.
Tyranny.
Right?
Communism.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fascism, I think.
Fascism. That's what I was looking for.
Right. So the big news for Oregon this week, I guess, Oregon sports, I should say, the changing of the Civil War name. So they got rid of the name. I don't really understand why. Like, I don't think it was necessary per se. I also don't really give a shit. Like, so I, you know, I've covered Oregon sports for a long time. I have obviously been a fan of Oregon sports for a long time. And like, when I heard that story, literally my first reaction was like, all right, like, call it something else. I don't give a shit. Like, I really don't give a shit. Like, I always thought the Civil War name was kind of weird anyways. But it was like, oh, okay, it's the Civil War, whatever, we'll just call it that, cool. It's easier to say than Oregon versus Oregon State, or the rivalry game or something. Like, okay, sure, it's cute, whatever.
It's clearly historically inaccurate, because in this Civil War, the South generally wins.
Oh! Thank you.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm like, oh, they changed it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just going to affect
it. Albertsons and shit.
Dairy
like
Mart Cup.
Exactly.
Albertsons trip. It really doesn't matter.
People are still going to call it the Civil War.
Even just watching on TV when Texas and Oklahoma meet at the Texas State Fair, I still call it the Red River Shootout.
Yeah.
Just, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's the Red River Rivalry now.
Sure.
And so it'll be the same thing.
Call it what you want.
In my head, I'll still call it the Civil War. Not that I'm even really attached to it, but that's just kind of the name.
Yeah. The only thing I'm hoping for is that they don't come up with a new name and just like ram it down our throats.
Yeah, like some just dumb cornball name.
Like plaster, yeah, plaster and plaster it everywhere. It's like, just, yeah, just don't put anything up. No name, if anything.
Yeah, I'm calling it nothing over the platypus bowl or whatever people have been saying. Like,
it's like
make-believe trophy they found in the catacombs of Mac Court.
Is that right next to the giant egg of Roboduck?
Right, I'm saying, man. Just no, let that die. There was a reason it was put in some random closet in the bottom of a tinder box of an arena. It's because it should not have been found.
But you know it's going to get a terrible name.
Yeah.
It's like when Colorado and Utah joined the Pac-12.
Right.
They weren't rivals, no. But you watch that game and all of a sudden, like, it's the Rumble in the Rockies. Two rivals that have never played before.
That have only played like three games in their history.
Yeah. So we're going to get the Clash of the Conifers, you know, something like that. It's going to be bad.
I like that. They should hire you for this job.
But I loved seeing people like on Oregon's social media trying to figure out this name for the new rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you fuckers have been trying to figure out a name for Oregon Washington for two decades.
Yeah.
Well, let's start there.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even do that when like there's a giant river separating the two states. I don't know what you're gonna do about a 40-mile stretch of land in this case. Megan Monroe! Like, what are you doing? I mean...
I'm trying to think of things we could call it.
We should Jocelyn Junction!
We should probably tie the A&W off the freeway into it. Oh. Every time you drive to Corvallis, you drive by the A&W.
Well, unless you take 99 up.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I got nothing. You know why I got nothing? Because I don't really give a shit. Like, I really don't. I've kind of tried to care about this. Like, I've made an effort, and I'm like, okay, it might be fun to have a cool different name, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I was trying to, like, for the podcast, I was, like, trying to come up with a couple things we could call it or whatever, but I just found myself losing interest, like, seconds into it. I'm just like, no, I don't actually want to do that because I really don't care. Like, Oregon and Oregon State are going to play the last game of the season, and Oregon's going to win by a whole bunch. Like, whatever. It's okay. I don't care.
So you don't want to hear like an announcer be like, and welcome to Eugene, Oregon for the 132nd meeting of the Plundering for the Ponderosa.
No, I'm good for Plundering for the Ponderosa. No, I'm
good. I'll do it for you?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Plundering for the Ponderosa. Yeah, no. I mean, they could – no. No, okay. Again, I'm trying to come up with names here, and I don't give a fuck. No, we're not doing this. Who's a Patriots fan?
Hopefully nobody. Satan?
Anybody know a Patriots fan?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do. Wait, you're – yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. They got Cam Newton now.
They did?
They did. That's kind of a – one, it was kind of weird that he was still there.
What, not on a team?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I know there's like a – there's, you know, in general from year to year, there's a small list of quarterback positions available, like on rosters, especially starting quarterback positions. And then he was just kind of sitting there, like, you know, former MVP, still talented. He just has clear injury problems.
Well, this was kind of a big year for – free agent quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Rivers out there, and you.
But the fact that Cam, was kind of at the end of the list was weird. It seemed like. So who would you rather take? Would you take Philip Rivers or Cam Newton?
For a 1-year deal this year, I take Phil.
Phil?
I mean, Cam's a wild card, and that's what his contract was. It was so incentive.
And King can tell you this because King watches him at least twice a year. Like Philip Rivers. Sometimes he'll throw for 400 yards, but he'll also throw four interceptions in those games and will not throw a lot of touchdowns.
He was really bad last year.
Yeah, erratic at best.
Like, he better have a running back that could catch the ball because he checks down more than anyone in the world.
Yeah. Hashtag Team Alex Smith.
Well, like,
I guess so, Cam, how many fucking catches does McCaffrey have a game? Like 10?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's their offense. It's like, either run plays to Christian McCaffrey or pass plays that are passes behind the line of scrimmage to Christian McCaffrey.
Like, the funny thing about just the position of quarterback is once you're a name, mm-hmm. you're just a name. Like, you're desirable. Forever. Because no one can debate Philip Rivers in 2019 was bad.
It's like head coaches too.
Cam Newton has lost his like last 9 starts, and it mm-hmm. appears his body is broken. But he's still Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Tom Brady last year, objectively bad. The last 10 not games, great. Really bad.
Yeah.
But they're all like, whoa, look who we got. It's a name. It's so sparkly.
You're the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. Well, he kind of sucks now.
Kind of stuck. He lost to the Titans.
Well, if you're a Pats fan, where you have some confidence in Hoyer and Stidman, I mean,
no, they had to get somebody. Yeah,
anyone.
And that's the weird thing about the Patriots too is, like, you know, Christian McCaffrey's not walking through that door for Cam Newton. And so it's not like Tom Brady had all these weapons he was throwing to all the time. I mean, he had Gronk, and Gronk was really good when he was healthy. Gronk also a fucking injury machine. But, like, Cam's not going in there to, like, a loaded closet. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's got a bunch of guys he can throw to or just, you know, when they're in tough situations he can hand off to. So he's going to be expected to do a lot. And I don't know that he's capable of doing a lot. And so the Patriots might be fucking terrible this year. Like, are we ready for that, like, reality?
I've been waiting for that for many years.
I think a lot of people have been, but it's going to be weird.
High atop my world champion perch, I don't really care about the poverty in New England. I mean, they can just sit there and do whatever. It doesn't matter. Roll out Mahomes. Gonna go 12-4, win another Super Bowl. They can do whatever they want.
Another Lombardi Trophy,
and the best part is, and then I can get back and say, "Hey, we're just a D4 offsides away from a three-peat." Uh-huh. I've got this stuff written out.
By the way, fucking D4, super excited to have that contract with the 49ers right now. Jesus.
The best part of that is the Niners are like, hey, that Solomon Thomas or whatever the hell his name is.
Yep.
I mean, but Buckner, Armstead, hey, let's get D Ford.
Yeah, D Ford and then draft Bosa.
Yeah, very bizarre. Yeah. I mean, they clearly love the line, but.
No, and they fucking traded away Buckner. But their D-line is still probably the best in the NFL. That's the crazy thing about it. You trade away, like, your stalwart in the middle, your best defensive player over the last, like, 4 or 5 years, and then you're still really good up front.
I feel so bad for DeForest.
Why is
that? I mean, he's from Hawaii, you know, so even the Bay Area is technically far away.
Yeah.
But, you know, he goes to college in Eugene. Oh, I'm a pro in San Francisco. That's dope.
Yeah.
And then they're like, enjoy Indiana. Have fun in Indianapolis.
Go visit Pawnee and the Parks and Rec set. You can just hang out, right? Is there anything else in Indiana? I got nothing.
There's a statue of Larry Bird somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. Has that not been torn down yet?
That'll never get torn down.
Never say never, man. Never say never. Watch some video comes out of Larry Bird saying some pretty foul shit about Magic Johnson in, like, the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, the thing is, Bird would have said that to Magic's face.
He would have said it to his face, right?
So if we haven't heard it yet, I don't think he said it behind his back.
But, okay, no. Like, bear with me on this one. So say the video comes out, and, you know, Magic doesn't give a fuck because they're, like, really good friends or whatever. But he drops lots of N-bombs in this video. Like, Larry Bird just, like, flat out saying N-word this, Magic this. 2020, Larry Bird. That statue's coming down.
There's probably not a black person within 100 miles of where he was at, French Lick, Indiana. I'm going to say that's safe.
You think that's where the statue is? I mean, there's probably a statue in French Lick, but.
Yeah. That's what it is.
The main one's got to be like around the stadium, right? If they don't have a fucking statue of Larry Bird in front of their basketball arena, like, what's the point of statues?
Well, I mean, he played for the Celtics.
Yeah, well.
I guess he did coach the Pacers at the finals.
Yeah.
And he is in the front office, but.
Exactly.
Actually, the Pacers do seem like.
So is he in a suit then?
The Pacers do seem like a franchise that would put up a statue of Larry Bird. So, like, hey, he's from our state.
A player who killed them over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck Reggie Miller.
Right? No, that's what I'm saying, is they put it, like, Larry Bird commissions the statue of himself in a suit. And it's like him tearing the suit away, and underneath it, it's like a Celtics jersey. That'd be fucking wonderful.
Now I'm going to look this up, see if there is a Larry Bird statue.
There's got to be. There's definitely one in French Lick. Like, there has to be. Is there a Larry Bird museum in French Lick? I'd be surprised, right?
I would not be surprised.
Yeah, exactly. While King's looking that up, we should probably give our Joe Young update, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, there is definitely a Larry Bird.
Is it in French Lick?
That I haven't figured out, but it's right. Pretty cool looking. Well, you can't see that, but
I might be able to see. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
guy like picking his nose in that picture.
Does look like it? Yeah,
that statue could go out in the NBA now and shoot 40% for 3.
Yeah, that's when in the 3-point contest.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it is definitely outside the arena. There is definitely
the Pacers.
Yep, it is Indiana State jersey.
I fucking knew it.
Hey, yep.
That's so great. That is so great. That's got to be the only sports arena in the world where they have a statue of a guy who, like, consistently killed them in basketball games or whatever sport they're playing.
So I believe he
a Jordan statue.
Ooh. I believe he has two statues. He has the one outside Market Square Arena, Conseco, whatever it's called now.
Conseco Fieldhouse?
Conseco Fieldhouse. And then he has one in Terre Haute that's 15 feet tall, was built in 2013.
Nice.
And it was designed after East Lansing did the Magic Johnson Michigan State statue.
Yeah.
So they did it a foot taller. Just to be spiteful.
That's great.
That is great.
You know what I remember about Terre Haute, Indiana, is it was the home of Columbia House.
Columbia House Records.
Like, remember that shit where you like give them a penny and they'd send you 10 CDs. Like Terre Haute, Indiana. I'm pretty sure.
So I am reading straight from the statue in Terre Haute's website.
Yeah,
and it describes Magic Johnson's statue as shrimpy. It's so petty. It's so unnecessary to call it shrimpy.
That's the most Indiana shit ever. Oh man, that's good. I'm glad we talked about that. All right, so the Joe Young update. So he dropped 60. So I think he hit for like 59 and then 60. And then I saw you pointed this out on Twitter, King, like his Twitter post or whatever about it, how he posted a video of how teams are defending him now since he started. I think it was like 45 points, 59 points, 60 points in his like first three games back. And so now they're literally just double teaming him even when he doesn't have the ball.
In the backcourt.
They're just double teaming him during the entire possession. They're just double teaming Joe Young.
He still dropped an efficient 19 the other night.
Yeah, he scored 19 points, and he only missed like three shots or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that dude in the States, man.
It is kind of weird. Roster. Yeah, you would think, especially now under the Rona bubble,
right?
People dropping out, he could get a spot, but
hey, that Ariza slot is open. Let's go. Get him in, Portland. Joe Young should be a Zer. He did some good shit there for a while, like when the coronavirus stuff was happening, because he happens to be in China, which is not a great spot for the coronavirus. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
It doesn't, Apparently, it doesn't sound like too bad a place to be right now.
Compared to us, it might be great.
Yeah. Well, didn't they have
a... They need a Wuhan right now. Jesus.
Jesus. I almost made a Wuhan virus joke.
I'm glad you didn't.
Really glad I didn't, too. Well, don't they have another one? Isn't there like a pig strain happening right now, too?
Like a new swine flu.
A new pandemic. Yeah, new pandemic level. Yeah, it's fantastic. 2020 is great, guys. But I just remember Joe Young. He did a ton of work getting a whole bunch of the N95 masks for people and stuff and, like, distributing them to everybody. So I just remember seeing that. So good on him. I guess that's our Joe Young update. We should probably have some sort of fancy music for it. But
we probably should.
Yeah. Maybe I can come up with that after and then just add it in post.
What happened to your little soundboard, King?
Yeah, right?
It didn't really work.
Isn't that your job?
Boing.
I've been told my air horn's really good. So I don't want to, like, I don't want to do it too much because that might just, yeah, it might, you know, make people not want to listen to the rest of the podcast, which would be unfortunate. They just, like, rewind to that spot over and over again.
As long as they click the play, right? That counts as a listen, right?
Yeah, I'll take it. Even if it's like for 2 seconds. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry about the last week. I accidentally uploaded the wrong episode. I uploaded the previous week's episode, and so it was up there for like a day. And then I keep trying to update it on the other apps, like so it would update on the Stitcher app and I think the Apple one, but they're not responding very quickly. So I was thinking about just uploading it again and being like take two or something. Nah, who gives a shit? Nah. Sounds like a lot of work for our 14 listeners, who we appreciate very much.
I had two people point it out to me.
Did you? That's
yes.
Good.
And then I went and checked it out myself. I was like, oh my God, they're right.
Yeah, not great on my part. You, me. So
we're like what was that drug? Like Crocodile? Remember that drug?
No.
Not too many people use it, but when you use it, you're fucking hooked.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
good like, call. It like eats your face.
Eats your skin off. Your skin off. Florida.
Yeah.
That's a very 2011 reference right there.
Right? I just went in the bag deep, pulled it out, got it.
And that's got Florida written all over it too, doesn't it?
Crocodile.
That was a good run of that stuff. It was like Crocodile and bath salts. Remember bath salts was a big
thing for a while? I think Crocodile was after bath salts
because
Florida became immune to bath salts instead of finding something stronger.
Yeah, Florida man became built up an immunity, so they had to up the game a little bit. oh, man. All right, so all I have on my list of shit to talk about is like depressing stuff. Like
we've had enough depression.
I know, right? Yeah. Like stuff getting canceled and programs getting cut from schools and blah, blah, blah. I kind of don't want to talk about that anymore. Do you guys have anything fun you did in the last week? Anybody do anything fun?
I hacked up a bunch of blackberries. That was super fun.
That's pretty fun.
Fucking worst thing in the world.
Did you at least get to eat some?
No, it doesn't, like, produce fruit on it, too. It's, like, the poison. I'm going to get that flamethrower King has.
Yeah, kill it with fire.
I'll burn my house down if I have to.
The house is
the only way to get rid of them, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, we should do, like, we should get that flamethrower and do, like, promotional videos or something for the podcast. Do some, like, who has the best cell phone? It's not me, by the way. I have like a shitty old Motorola. So whoever has the best cell phone will do like a slow motion video with it, with a flamethrower. And just be like, listen to the podcast. It's on fire.
I'm still slumming with the iPhone X, so it ain't me.
Hey, that's not bad. That's like a generation ago. You're still good.
I think we got to use that for the gardening podcast. That's true. We got to save the gold for what makes us our money, the gardening podcast.
I did some gardening. I replanted some tomato plants Because what I did is I had this big area in my garden, and I just threw a bunch of seeds randomly in that area. And so sure enough, the entire area filled up with tomato plants, and they're kind of killing each other, and there's no
survival of the fittest.
No, yeah, no room.
You're gonna get
the
great fucking tomatoes on those ones that survive.
So I replanted them. I'm getting the most out of my tomatoes, goddammit. Even if nothing else wants to fucking grow right now. So that's what I did. Any good gardening, King?
My lettuce isn't coming back. Got a bunch of salads out of it, and it's not coming back.
Hey, that's cool though. You got some salads. I planted lettuce and got fucking nothing. Nothing. Literally nothing. I don't know how that happens. Last year it was fucking flourishing. Try again this year. No salads for me. I gotta go fucking buy salads. Is that what we're saying, universe? That's the worst tragedy of 2020. Is that I gotta go buy salads instead of using lettuce in my garden.
What kind of salad do you buy when you buy a salad?
It's some bullshit.
What kind of leaves are you going after?
Well, I'm usually buying like the baby spinach or the big spinach. Sometimes I'll get the mix. I don't really like the spring mix.
Do you get the Popeye brand?
I don't like that red shit. Whatever the fuck that red lettuce is.
It's a rodaccio.
Get that out of my salad.
Rodaccio.
Get that shit out of my salad. It does not belong. No, I'm buying like the tubs, like the plastic tubs. I'll buy those. I used to buy the big bags, like the Caesar mix bags or whatever. And those were good for a while. So before we get to trivia and our list, we should probably talk about the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C. Because they're finally getting some actual flack for their name. So I remember when, there was a good stretch a few years back. I want to say it was like 3 years ago or so, where they were getting some pressure from, you know, like Native American groups and other people around the country to change their name, because you know, the name itself is pretty racist. The logo is definitely racist, and then I remember Dan Snyder came out and he basically like paid off some local chief from a tribe.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and that tribe like came out, we're like, yeah, no, we're cool with the name. It's got great history, and it actually makes us look good. We love it. It celebrates our heritage.
Yeah, because the Redskins make anyone look good.
God, gee, right? I know. They're the place where like NFL players go to die, essentially. But
hey, go get a nice paycheck there at least.
Hey,
they love paying some old people.
I'm with it. So FedEx. So obviously they've been getting some heat for it this week. You know, a lot of their sponsors have been going at them about it. But the big one that happened like yesterday or a couple days ago was FedEx, because FedEx spends, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a year to have the stadium named after them. And so if they are telling Dan Snyder to change the name, that's a fairly large deal. Another one that happened today is that Nike took down all of their gear from their websites. So you can no longer buy any Redskins gear on their website.
You can no longer even search for Racist Skins gear. They have eliminated
that, by the way. It didn't feel right saying their name, because I've like actively not said their name. So like, you know, before this, like when I was working in radio, we had a policy where we did not say their name because it's fucking racist. And so it felt weird saying it that one time. So I appreciate that. Racist Skins, I'm gonna call them that. That's great. Sorry to interrupt.
No, but I mean, I still think Daniel Snyder has enough fuck you money where he might not change it. But if there's ever a time he's going to change it, it's
right now. Yeah.
If it doesn't happen now, it's never happening.
Your big money sponsor is the stadium name sponsor. Like, it is. That's who's giving you the most money. And if FedEx is telling you to change the name, you should probably fucking change the name.
Well, do you guys remember what brought on them changing the name of the Bullets to the Wiz?
I
was
think
it like, was it like a specific incident, or was it
no,
like
no? I think it was just the murder rate.
Yeah. I think it was DC. I think it was the murder rate of Gilbert Arenas, if I remember correctly.
But yeah, it had something to do with. They just figured it was a bad look for the area.
Yeah.
And the Smartly went, "Hey, we should change our name. Let's do that."
To Wizards.
Let's change our name to Wizards and hire Michael Jordan so everybody will like us for a few.
I mean, like, I don't know a lot about the District of Columbia or the adjoining Maryland, Virginia area.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm pretty sure there's not an abundance of wizards hanging out.
That's what Hogwarts is, isn't it?
I'm very secure in saying there's not a bunch of tunnels full of wizards.
I don't know that you've looked hard enough.
It's just such a dumb name.
Why are you shitting on their longtime wizard heritage game?
I know.
Would you listen to yourself?
It's not hate, it's heritage. I know. I got
it. Yeah, honestly. God.
But when I read this Racist Skin story today, I was like, oh yeah, Daniel Snyder, and I looked him up, and I found out he's only 55 years old, which just stunned me because he's been around forever.
Yeah.
And then I saw
that can't feel good, by the way. If you're a fan of that team, that can't feel good knowing that
he's still got 55 more years.
Oh boy.
Evil don't die.
Yeah.
And then I saw,
by the way, he's probably gonna like freeze his head like Futurama and be racist and around for another like few hundred years too. So sorry guys.
Well, and then I saw that he's worth $2.6 billion. And I was like, damn, a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you Google a name and it says people also search for it. And it's like, oh, Jerry Jones is worth $8 billion. And then I'm like, oh, Stan Kroenke's worth $10 billion.
Yeah.
Someone named David Tepper is worth $12 billion.
Yeah.
The Jags owner is worth $11 billion. And I'm like, he's a poor. Daniel Snyder's a poor.
He's slumming it.
How?
He is slumming it in D.C.
Like, you know, when there's the owners meeting, these other owners are like, just giving him shit. Oh, you're only worth $2.6
billion?
I haven't even gotten it worth that much. Yeah, man. The 1%, man. What a...
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Would you buy a sports team? You're like a billionaire. Would you buy a sports team?
I think if I was up in the $2 billions, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Well, he couldn't even buy the Redskins now, I bet.
No.
I bet you the Redskins are worth – because I saw that he bought him in 98 or 99. And for the team and the stadium, it was $900 million. They are worth a lot more than that.
By the way, that's a lot of fucking money back then.
A lot of money.
Holy shit. Yeah. Who would buy them at this point, though? I guess an NFL franchise is always going to be valuable, but –
I guess they're only worth $3.2 billion.
Only.
Yeah. The number five, the fifth most valuable team in the NFL.
So if you were going to buy a sports team with your billions of dollars, like which sport would you go?
Football.
Yeah?
You're trying to make money? Then.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you're a billionaire. Like you have money. Like you don't need to make money. I mean, you're whatever business you brought with you is making your money.
I'd still do football.
Then I'm going basketball 100%. Yeah. I'm sitting on the fucking floor like Cuban, and I'm yelling at the refs and fucking running on the floor.
Like, well, here's a question I had posed to me earlier. Who would you rather take as an owner, Dan Snyder or James Dolan?
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, can I say none of these?
COVID.
Like my response to that was at least. Snyder tries, like he thinks he's making good decisions. Like he's spending money, buying players he thinks are good. He's clearly wrong. He has horrible judgment in pretty much everything he does. But like Dolan is, I mean, he sits there. He's like a functioning alcoholic who just kind of sits there yelling at people all day long and doesn't actually know what he's doing in terms of basketball, but really thinks he does the entire time and just kind of picks fights with random people he comes across. I think I would actually take the guy who's seemingly interested and has his shit together than James Dolan, who like, he literally looks like a guy who just like walked in off the street, like at a Knicks game. I'm taking Snyder, but like, I mean, they're both are seemingly equally racist too. So I don't know. That's a push. That might be a push.
I mean, I think Dolan.
I'm walking back my support of Snyder. Right
there. I think that movie Eddie was based off Dolan, the owner of Eddie. I mean,
the owner of Eddie.
Wow.
You remember?
I do. Yeah,
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi, yeah.
Everybody remembers that.
Who doesn't?
By the way, that was a serious omission from the sports trivia last week.
Yeah, right?
My bad. Again.
Somebody didn't have Celtic Pride in there. I mean.
Yeah. Celtic Pride. So that was Damon Wayans and the guy.
Dan Aykroyd?
Daniel Stern,
that was it. Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. So Damon Wayans wasn't in that one.
He was in it.
He was. He was the player, yeah.
He was the player. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
For the Jazz.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they kidnapped him. What a fucking weird movie.
The thing is that it's plausible.
Yeah.
In a Boston team.
Yeah.
Yes, plausible. It is. Yes, it is.
Any other team, it's like, no way that ever fucking happened. It's plausible.
What was the movie Patton Oswalt did? It was like Big Fan or something, where he was a Giants fan and he kidnapped this Eagles fan or something like that. I don't remember
that one.
Kidnapped. Do you remember a Robert De Niro movie? The Fan.
The Fan. That was a fucked up movie too, right? Like Wesley Snipes too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, what was his name? Bobby. Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Got digging out for that one, too.
Well, speaking of 90s baseball.
Let's do it. Transition. That's like professional podcasting right there.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, because there's nothing on.
Yeah.
Network's just showing the dregs. MLB Network showed Rookie of the Year. And Ooh. Little Big League back-to-back.
Yeah, they did.
And so it just got me thinking 90s baseball. Because that's what they've been showing, too, is 90s baseball.
Yeah.
So our list this week is the top three coolest 90s baseball players. Not the best.
Yep.
But the coolest. Who wants to go first?
I'll start.
All right.
Go for it.
I'll go number three. Deion Sanders.
Oh, prime time.
That motherfucker flew into a playoff game in a helicopter after playing football and then went out and just fucking balled out. It was a World Series
World
game.
World Series, right? Yeah.
Series game, yeah. Like, you can't get much cooler than Deion Sanders in the 90s. Like, if you're an athlete in any sport, you're not getting much cooler than Deion Sanders. Obviously, I have two people ahead of him in my list, so you can. But he was fucking awesome, dude.
Did you call him Prime Time or Neon Deion?
Ooh, I called him Neon Deion back then, for sure. I don't think I've ever called him Prime Time because Chris Berman made it fucking annoying.
I just heard some commercial that Berman was pitching. I was in like another room. I hear Chris Berman fucking in some – I can't remember what the commercial was for. It was something like what the fuck? Who was paying him?
Sloppy Joe ads? Mix? I imagine it being like Sloppy Joe Mix.
Do you know what – because we're speaking of
– antiperspirant.
Speaking of dregs of programming, this week I saw that ESPN is – ESPN, not ESPN2, news, not you – ESPN proper is playing an Eagles concert from an old Eagles concert from the Great Western Forum. And do you want to know why?
I'd love to.
Because Chris Berman welcomed them to the stage.
Oh God.
I mean, what? that's the worst fucking tie-in.
ESPN, ESPN needs sports back.
Oh my God. I just imagine like them as part of, you know, joining with all these other networks now. just finding, like, they're like, fuck, we got to do something, guys. And just like going through these closets with all these old, like, reel to reel things. And all right, guys, we're fucking bored. Nobody's doing any work. So you guys got to digitize everything. Hey. So go through, get those reel to reels, turn them into digital files, and then we'll fucking figure it out from there.
You know what?
There's this Eagles concert. Chris Berman was there. Maybe we can play it. And they're just like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Do you know what you just
pitched? Is that a fucking repeats of bowling?
Do you know what you just pitched right there?
Cheap seats.
Yeah,
cheap seats.
And then you bring that fucking back.
The Brothers Sklar.
Yes, you just pitched that.
Oh, thank you.
Best show that ESPN's ever come out with. But maybe any television network has come out with.
I do wonder, what are Randy and Jason up to now?
Oh, they have all sorts of podcasts.
Billion-dollar podcasters. Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
I think it's called, like, From the Cheap Seats is their podcast name.
Oh. And I'm looking that up right now, by the way.
Just Randy and Jason just being Brother Sklar.
They are great. They really are. I love when they occasionally fill in for Rome, too. I listen to Rome more when they're filling in for him than I do when it's just Rome.
Rack them.
Yep. Rack me. Yeah, I wish I had some paper in front of me. Just
crumple up some paper.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Ratted Corona. Epic.
No. That's not the kind of email I want on my show. You guys are terrible.
Throw me a vine, bro. All right, Ski. Number three. Yeah,
my number three is Brady Anderson.
Oh.
And it is only 1996 Brady Anderson when he was all fucking juiced up and fucking hitting balls over that warehouse in right field at Camden Yards.
How is it possible?
Because he gave zero shits and took so much steroids.
Like, but he never went,
chops too.
He never tested positive, did he?
I don't think they were testing that.
No.
They didn't give a shit then.
Yeah. He got away with a 50 home run year where he was juiced out of his ass.
I think his career high was 19.
I know.
He had 1 year of 50.
Unbelievable. That's fucking great. That's peak 90s, by the way.
And do you want to know who is grateful that Brady Anderson set the table for roiding out of their brains?
Everyone else?
My number three.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Suser.
I mean, he hit 60 bombs plus in 98-99, right?
Yep.
Flipped the bat. He had his buttons, the top couple buttons off, showing off his chain.
Yep.
I think he made like a medallion for the 2020 club when no one actually cared about the 2020 club. He had the first base coach plant American flags in his back pocket.
Yeah.
So when he hit bombs, he could just grab the flag and run around.
That's right.
I don't know the reason.
Yeah, by the way, what was the reason?
USA, it's the land of opportunity, baby.
Yeah, okay.
All those roids. Now he's white.
Yes.
Now he's very white. Yeah.
And a cowboy, apparently.
Hey, I love that Southwestern motif. I don't know that everybody knows about the fact that he's white now.
Yeah, I think anyone that watched baseball then knows he's white.
Okay, yeah. If you're a listener of this podcast, you know that Sammy's
white. Because he's powder white now, too. He's
incredibly white. Google that shit. It's crazy. All right, my number two. This is a fucking hard list too, by the way. My number two is Ken Griffey Jr. for pretty obvious reasons.
He invented the backwards hat.
Backwards hat at the home run derby is one of the coolest things ever. And the fact that he would just rob home runs on a regular basis, that was my favorite part of his game, was playing center and robbing home runs.
Cincinnati Reds legend, Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Chicago White Sox legend, Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, no, that guy, exactly, yeah.
All right, my number two is Kenny Lofton.
Oh, thank you.
Because he was kind of like Willie Mays Hayes. He had the big old chain. It had to be loosely based off Kenny. Because he had all sorts of swag out on the field.
The most swag.
And he's got to put the ball, hit the ball on the ground and leg him out. That's what he could do.
Arizona Wildcats.
A bygone era.
Arizona Wildcats legend, Kenny Lofton. He played for fucking Lute Olson and then just decides to play baseball and is really fucking good at it, of course. Kenny Lofton, by the way, was on my like honorable mention list.
Really? Nice.
Because for these lists, I always have like eight or nine things.
I got a few. I got two honorable mentions.
Yeah, we'll bring up honorable mentions when we're done. Okay, cool.
My number two, Hideo Nomo.
Ooh.
I mean, the windup. Windup was so cool. It made no sense.
Yeah.
Did you love his, like, teepee bill that he would hold at the
house? I was just going to say that. He was so cool. He had the worst bill ever, and it still worked.
Hey, no-hitter. Multiple no-hitter Nomo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Hideo Nomo. I'm with that. And he was one of those pitchers from, like, a lot of pitchers were like that in the 90s, where they had, like, a couple good years, and then were just trash. Like, they're like, he's going to be the next big thing in Major League Baseball, and then he just falls off the fucking table. Like, is just total garbage.
Should have juiced.
Should have juiced, right? Mm. You have scruples, and you fucking become terrible at the sport. My number one, Jose Canseco. That was
not a bad pick.
I'll say he was definitely cool in the 90s.
Yes,
he's not so cool now.
He's like he's a fucking circus performer now.
Well, he was part of the one cool Tampa Bay Devil Rays team ever.
How dare you, Jose Canseco?
Greg Vaughn.
How dare you, Vinny Castilla?
Dante Bichette.
Just dropping all sorts of bombs.
Just dropping haters everywhere in St. Petersburg.
Who at one point could hit home runs? Bring them on the fucking team.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And just those beautiful jerseys.
Yeah, they really were. That was a quality logo and color scheme. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was. Yeah, obviously, I'm an A's fan, so Jose Canseco was my dude there. That fucking A's team, by the way, was just fucking great across the board. Like, remember Carney Lansford?
Who could forget?
Ah, thank you. The third baseman, he'd be like, basically, he'd be like teabagging third base when he'd play in the field. He'd sink so low.
Good old Terry Steinbach.
Terry Steinbach, Walt Weiss,
Bob Welch.
Stewart, who was like the most intimidating looking pitcher ever, but when he talked like a fucking cartoon character.
See, there was a lot more white people playing back then, wasn't there?
Yeah.
They kind of fell off when, you know, Steinbach hitting like 220 with four bombs. It's like, well.
Yeah.
Walt Weiss, right, career high three bombs in a season. So, all
right. Oh, that A's team was so fucking good. All right, who you guys got?
All right, my number one, which, I mean, I don't know how this wasn't everyone's number one,
right,
is Wade Boggs.
Devil Rays legend.
Yeah, exactly. D-Rays. Yeah. Anyone that could drink 64 beers on a cross-country flight and get three knocks in that game, I mean, coolest person you could ever meet.
Yep. Dave Wells
status. And he just punished chicken before games. I mean... Drink beer, eat chicken, and rake.
God, 90s baseball.
Yeah.
Now everyone looks like Giancarlo Stanton with their 12 packs. Old Boggs is in the Hall of Fame by eating 18-piece fried chicken and 14 paps a day.
Just picture the best hitters from that era, too. You have, like, fucking Tony Gwynn.
Mo Vaughn,
right.
Which I will say, because he's on topic, one of my honorable mentions, Mo Vaughn.
Mo Vaughn, I like it.
Hit dog.
Yep.
Good old Mo Vaughn just had to fall into that dugout like his first game with the Angels. I mean, he really disappeared. Like, not only did he disappear from the league, like that dugout was so deep, he fell in and just disappeared. Everyone's like, where'd Mo go?
He's in the center of the earth now. Sorry, guys.
Pieces of his shards of ankle blow up and... Yeah, that was really not quite the Disney beginning you would think for playing for the Anaheim Angels. But
every time there's like a volcanic eruption of any kind, a little piece of Mo Vaughn comes out.
Bone spurs of Mo Vaughn come out.
All right, who's your one?
My first one is cheating. Well, it's not actually cheating, but it's cheating.
I mean, technically, everybody we've said so
far cheating. There are cheaters on here. Yeah, but it's really just like the Cleveland Indians.
That is cheating. That's not a player. That's a team.
But their whole vibe, Albert Bell, Manny Ramirez, Kenny Lofton, Jim Tomei, Robbie Alomar, Eddie Murray. I mean, come on. Carlos Baerga, Dave Winfield. Everything about him was just the coolest.
You're not wrong. By the way, I thought of Manny Ramirez, but he only played with Cleveland in the 90s.
Yeah.
And like all of my best memories of Man Ram were fucking Boston. And so I can't go with him in the 90s.
He's definitely more of a, he is more of a 2000s player.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, he played
Jose Mesa.
Yes.
No table.
That whole team.
That whole team was great. But you got to pick a player.
Eddie Murray.
Okay. I'm with that. I'm not mad at that.
More 1980s Eddie Murray, but whatever.
Yeah. He could be both decades.
I love how you pick a guy that I don't think I've ever heard spoken a word.
Eddie Murray?
Yeah. Eddie Murray.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard him speak.
That's a good point.
I don't think so either. But
he seems like that quiet, the guy that leads by quiet example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. He probably lives in the country now somewhere. Yeah. He's just sitting on, the porch, rocking back and forth. Yep.
Warm out there today. Warm yesterday.
Still got the sweet stash and the nice hair. I can see it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of sweet stashes, Fred McGriff, too.
That's Tom Emanski.
Yeah, Tom Emanski videos. But that's the only time he ever talked, too, I'm pretty sure. Who are your honorable mentions? I got Juan Gonzalez.
He had a nice stash, too.
And the fucking batting stance. I had all batting stances.
I had Jim Abbott because he had one hand.
He sure did. He sure did. There's no debating that. Also, I had Kenny Lofton on mine, too. I know we mentioned him earlier.
Mine was Chipper Jones.
This
goes. It's just the best way to say someone's name.
Chipper Jones.
And when you miss like four games because you stop dipping, that is
a good one.
That is pretty good.
When your withdrawals are just so bad,
you can't play.
Mm-hmm. I had my last honorable mention was Kansas City Royals legend Hippolito Pichardo.
Yeah.
I just like the way his name. I just like his name.
Great name.
Hey, Ski, can you name another Kansas City Royal from the 90s?
George Brett.
Okay, that's cheating. How about another one?
Hal McRae.
Ooh. Nice pull. That's good.
Saberhagen, was he there in the 90s too?
I don't think so. Maybe early 90s.
Yeah. No, that sounds right.
Pat Listash.
David Cohn.
That's another great name, Pat Listash. Yeah, David Cohn. There you go. Jeez. Yeah, we get throughout 90s Royals all day here.
Chris Quinn. Tony's brother.
Yep.
This podcast is just full of Kansas City Royals experts. All right, so shall we do trivia then?
Well, let's move on.
No? Oh, okay. All right, 90s baseball trivia. That's what we're doing today. Ski, you have a 3-0 lead on trivia so far. And so I think it's time to stop doing movies because as we learned over the last few weeks.
I don't watch them.
King don't watch movies. And he really doesn't remember shit.
No, he doesn't remember if he does.
No, I don't retain them. I don't retain them.
Yeah, he just like sits on his couch, hooks up the keg and just like drinks during every movie. So he falls asleep like 20 minutes in for every movie.
More or less.
Yeah. That's fine. All right. Baseball trivia. King, you get to start off because you're trailing. And we'll just keep it going that way. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the choice. You want to start or let Ski start?
I'll start.
Okay. Which player hit the most home runs in the decade of the 90s? So think, because steroids, everybody hitting home runs.
I'll still say Griffey.
Definitely a guy who benefited from it. Okay, you're going Griffey. That is incorrect. Who you got, Ski?
It's one or two. I'm going to go – do I want to go – I'll go Bonds. I mean
– That is incorrect.
I was going to say fucking McGuire.
Oh, you know what? I didn't give you an option.
I don't need it. I didn't need it. I was going to say McGuire. That was the other option.
He is actually the one.
Was it McGuire?
Yeah. So you would have picked Bonds anyway. So that was one of the options I was going to give you. I was going to give you McGuire, Sosa, and Bonds.
Yeah.
It actually goes in that order.
Does it?
Yeah. So McGuire hit 405 home runs in the 90s. He hit more than 50 home runs four times and hit 70 in 98. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of home runs. It's a lot of
Andrew
Steen Dione. Thank you. Yeah. All right, so that is nothing for anybody. So, Ski, yep. In 1990, which team became the first in MLB history to make two triple plays in the same game?
White Sox.
Incorrect. The options. The Minnesota Twins, San Diego Padres, or Boston Red Sox? For you, King.
I feel like the Padres are the last team that has never turned a triple play. So I'm going to say the Twins.
The Twins is correct.
Yeah!
July 17th against Boston. And by the way, the Red Sox still won 1-0.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Great 90s baseball.
Oh, yeah. All right, King. In the 1994... The 1994 season ended early because of a labor dispute. Jeff Bagwell, Frank Thomas were MVPs. Greg Maddux, David Cone, Cy Young winners. Griffey led the AL with 40 dongs. Matt Williams hit 43 in the NL. Which team had the best record when they were forced to stop?
Montreal Expos.
That is correct.
Yep.
They were 74-40.
God, that's pretty good.
Four games ahead of the Yankees, and the White Sox were third. All right, Ski, which player in 1990 became the first to ever hit 300 with 30 home runs and 50 stolen bases in the same season?
Gotta go Ricky.
That is incorrect. King, your options. Jose Canseco, Ken Griffey Jr., or Barry Bonds?
Jose Canseco.
Nope.
It was Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah. When he was
with the Pirates.
All right. Slim down, Barry.
You're still up 2-0, though. All right, so King, this is for you. In 1998, the National League saw its first ever 20 strikeout game by a pitcher. Who was that pitcher?
Kerry Wood?
That is correct.
Damn it.
This is a commanding lead.
Who turns multiple triple plays? He gets who gets a 20K game. God damn it.
King's doing Tiger Woods fist pumps over here. This is fantastic.
In 91, who hit 227 for the fucking Pirates?
Jose Leaned.
Nice. Lane Emerson.
All right, Ski. In 1992, Major League Baseball approved the sale of a franchise to a non-American entity for the first time in history. Which team was it?
92. Jesus.
You're going to kick yourself if you don't get it.
Was it the Mariners then? Is that when they bought it?
Yes, it Mariners. Was.
That's right. God, was that far back? Shit.
Yeah. Hiroshi Yamauchi, the president of Nintendo.
Yeah.
Jesus. Bought it. Yep. All right. King, In 1991, a Braves player stole 6 bases in one game to set a National League record. Who was it? Braves player, 1991, base stealer.
Otis Nixon.
That is correct.
His face looked like he had acid.
Pretty much.
Thank you, TBS, for the assist on that one.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ski. In 1996, this player became the first shortstop in 52 years to win an AL batting title. Who was it?
96, you said?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Shortstop, 96, won the AL batting title.
I'm going through some teams here.
I know this one, too.
You're running away with this.
There's too many guys going ahead. Fucking A-Rod.
That is correct.
Is it? Oh.
Oh, pulls it out of his ass. Nice work.
I really thought you were going to go Nomar there. I thought I had that one.
Nomar! All right, King. Which AL team had the highest fan attendance numbers in all of baseball for the decade? American League team.
American League team. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Indians.
That is incorrect. All right, Ski, your options. Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Orioles, New York Yankees.
Ooh, size of the stadium. There's no way it's a Sox. Yankee Stadium, yeah. Safe bet says Yankee. I'm going to go Orioles.
That is correct.
See, I went Indians because of new stadium, new big stadium.
Mm-hmm. Because remember all the shit that was happening with the Orioles, like Ripken, everybody coming
three.
They were actually sort of good at the time too. All right, so right now King has a 4-3 lead and can close it out with this this next question. I don't know that he's gonna get it. Let's see. Which Twins outfielder beat A-Rod to win the AL Rookie of the Year award in 95.
Jesus.
This is a hard one.
Because it's the only 90s Twins outfielder I can name, I'll just say Torrey Hunter.
I don't think he played in the 90s, did he?
Yeah, he's like the end of the 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right, I don't know.
That is incorrect.
I have a guess at least here. I have an idea.
Ski can tie. Your options. Shane Mack, Kirby Puckett, Marty Cordova.
Well, Marty Cordova.
That is correct. All right. We're tied up at 4. Holy shit. Next right answer wins, I guess. I have a couple of extra ones here. We'll see. All right. Let's see, which one do I want to do? No, that's like cheating. Wait, who's up now? Ski, you're up.
Yep.
All right, in 1999, which St. Louis player became the first to ever hit 2 grand slams in the same inning?
Yes.
Oh,
Fernando
God.
Tatis.
Yep.
Book it.
Who are they off of?
Tell me who they're playing.
Dodgers.
Oh.
He became the first pitcher since 1890 to give up 2 grand slams in the same inning.
Oh, what was the fucking guy's name?
Chan Ho Park.
Yes.
He gave up all the big home runs.
Good call.
He gave up Ripken's home run in the All-Star game, too.
Just well, he also threw out mean scissor kicks at people too.
So I feel like this is a tie. I got Chan Ho Park, so this is clearly a tie.
We should make you prove it, right? I have like 2 more questions. So let's make him prove it with the easiest question he's gonna get the entire time. All right, Ski. Which player was the first to ever hit a home run for his 3,000th career hit?
Oh, come.
You better get it, dude. He didn't get it, King.
I'm blank because it was in what year did you say, 99?
I didn't say.
I want to say Cal Ripken.
Oh, Wade Boggs! It's Wade Boggs!
Was it Boggs?
It was Wade Boggs!
For the Rays!
Oh, he did the fist pumps around the bags.
He's so played.
Oh, fucking Boggsy.
Oh, no!
That's a bad miss.
Son of a Boggs.
I was incredulous that that was the question he got.
Oh, no. I know. I was thinking the same thing. All right, one more quick one. Which player threw the most strikeouts in the decade? Either of you.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson is correct. So really, I think King should probably win this one because he beat you to the strikeout one. You didn't prove it with Wade Boggs. He got you on
it. I got Chan Ho Park.
You even brought up Wade Boggs earlier.
Fucking son of a bitch Boggs.
Yep. Taking you down, man. It is what it is. All right. We're about out of time, like literally in our Zoom meeting thing. So we'll bounce now. At TSB Ski, at Jeromny, at TSB Pod, if you have any corrections or anything or questions or whatever, who cares?